This is Jim Rau, your host, and once again, we're talking about prophetic dreams, and I'm going to share with you this session, a dream that the Lord gave me in Costa Rica when I was there last spring. And actually, this teaching is about the flu, and it is a culmination or a combination of two different dreams, one that was given to me by the Lord, and another one that was given to another brother who shared his dream with me. And so as you listen to this dream and the combination of these two dreams, you can pray about this and understand that the Lord is trying to instruct us here as to how to proceed and how to protect ourselves from the flu that is, we have learned to call H1N1, or some people call it the swine flu. But it's the flu that is spreading across not only this nation, but nations around the world. And it is quite a virulent flu, quite a potent flu. And I do believe that we have not seen near the climax of this flu. I believe it's going to become a lot more potent. It's going to become a lot more virulent. And I've already heard of reports of the flu becoming more virulent over in the Ukraine, and millions of people and quite a few deaths have occurred, and millions of people have contracted this flu, and it's taken on a much more deadly strain, or a much more deadly mutation, and now it's causing the kind of respiratory flu and a bleeding of the lungs that the flu of 1918 was commonly known for. And so as you listen to this dream and the combination of these two dreams, well, just be in prayer for yourself, be in prayer for your family. Any suggestions here that I'm offering medical advice, please do not take this as medical advice. Consult your physician. If you contract symptoms of the flu, and this is purely revelatory information, this is purely a revelation of the Lord and is not to be taken as medical advice, and so therefore I am putting out this disclaimer that you not take this as medical advice. Well, in the dream given to me by a brother in the Lord, it was given to me way back in November of 2003, and a brother came to me and told me that he had had a dream about a flu that was a very potent flu, a plague of a very contagious nature that was sweeping across the land. And so I told that brother to go write it down, write down every detail of what the Lord had revealed to him. And so he came back a few days later, and he had a couple of pages written of very detailed information, and he said the dream came to him as very highly detailed, and it was as if he was sitting in a movie house, and he could just remember every detail of the dream with great distinction. And so I'll read that brother's dream, and then I'll make a few comments about that, and then we'll go into the second half, or the dream that the Lord gave me, which was a confirmation of the dream that was given to me by the other brother. In a brother's dream, a great sickness had come upon the land. Many deaths would occur worldwide, and the sickness would be of a contagious nature, as in the plague of former times. In public areas, people were getting sick, especially young children. Inside a darkened house, this brother was led to a well-lit closet, and a voice instructed him to look up. The answer was written on some things hanging from above. As he looked up, a flat piece of reddish iron was hanging from a cord, and on the piece of iron were the words, "White willow bark." Part two of the dream, in the basement of the same house were boxes of plastic bottles with squeeze pump tops, and the labels on the bottles said white willow bark. Underneath the label could be seen another label which read Pure Prairie Natural Foods. The box had one bottle missing, and the brother gave to me, this is where I came into his dream, the brother gave to me three or four squirts of the medicine out of the squeeze bottle or out of the pump top bottle. Then I gave him three or four squirts of the medicine in return, and he said, "This is what we need." Part three of the same house, we are now on the third floor looking out the window at a crowd of people gathered around in front of the store. Kids playing and riding bikes, families, they seemed to be aware we were inside with a cure or protection from the sickness. The people were families and our friends, but many were strangers also. There was a feeling of concern for impending danger coming close by our safe area, yet the people in the street seemed reasonably calm, as if they knew they were safe and would be spared. Well, after praying about this dream, this is the interpretation that I had of this brother's dream. And keep in mind, I sat on this dream and I sat on this interpretation for 6 years. And every time a flu epidemic or a little flu scare would go by through this country or anywhere in the world where I would watch the newspapers or watch the internet to look for flu plagues and epidemics, I would pray about it and I would ask the Lord if this information given in this dream was for the plague or the flu that was currently going through the nation. And so I sat on this dream for 6 years and did not act upon it or did not do anything because I didn't feel like the information herein disclosed had any bearing on any flu plagues or sicknesses prior to 1909. Well, the interpretation of the dream was the remedy, the white willow bark, was revealed in a well-lit closet in a darkened house. And John 1:5 says the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And verse 9 in John 1, there was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. And reddish iron hanging from above speaks of rust or ancient or passion. Iron speaks of strength from above. And so as this man was instructed to look up, that the answer would be hanging from above, it was in a well-lit closet, and we know that Jesus is the light of the world, do we not? John 8:12 says, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And so we know that Jesus is the light, that Jesus came to pierce the darkness, that he came to shine in the darkness. And of course, we were told that the world comprehended him. He came to be the light of men. He came to enlighten every man, and yet the world did not know him. And so as we think about this remedy, which was disclosed or revealed in the basement, that means it's hidden because it's in the basement. It's hidden. And so God is just saying that that remedy, which has been hidden, is now being revealed by his light, is now being revealed by the light of revelation of Jesus Christ. And so just in general terms, I think we can say and understand that God is going to be our light, that Jesus is going to shine for us. Thy word is a lamp unto thy feet. And brothers and sisters, as we go into this flu season or any other type of plague or any type of pestilence or famine, we're going to have to depend on the light of the world. We're going to have to depend on Jesus Christ. We're going to have to let his light up our path, and we're going to have to let his light shine, and we're going to have to look for that light and follow that light. Otherwise, we're going to perish out there in the darkness. Well, the second part of the dream, the squirts of the medicine, and the brother says, this is what we need. I'm going to refer to a scripture here in Ezekiel 47, verse 12. And this is talking about the millennial temple, and verse 47, verse 12, Ezekiel says, and by the river on its bank, on one side and on the other, will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear every month because their water flows from the sanctuary, and their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing. And so we know that white willow bark is a tree whose leaves are for healing. As I did some research into the willow bark, it was used as a remedy in the times past as a remedy for internal bleeding, as a remedy for fevers and flu and colds and that type of thing. And so it is an ancient remedy. It's very common. Willow bark grows on many streams and rivers here in the United States, so it's a very common and yet very useful remedy. And there again, I offer this not as medical advice, but just as practical information and revelatory information. And so you do with it as you wish, but pray about it whenever you are given any kind of instruction such as this. And the people and their families were lined up to get this remedy. They were on the main floor, and we were watching them from above. And so the you might say the series or the progression of the dream went from the basement where the remedy was hidden and it was revealed by the light. It was brought up to the main floor where it was dispensed, and there was a line of people out there on the main floor where it was being dispensed. And then we were watching it from above, which means the progression was from hidden to active dispersal to above, where we were watching over it and looking over it. And that was the three parts of the dream. Well, at the confirmation of the dream, I prayed, Lord, this spring when I started hearing about the H1N1 flu that began to spread, I sought the face of the Lord and I said, Lord, just reveal to me if this flu, this H1N1, I had heard reports of what was going on in Mexico and the shutdown of traffic into Mexico and the children being turned away from schools and such as that. And so I just prayed, Lord, would you reveal to me if this H1N1 flu is the flu that this brother's dream was given about. And so as I prayed about that, asked the Lord to confirm that word given in the previous dream, a confirmation came in April of 09. In this second dream, I was ministering and praying over a group of military men in their uniforms. They were all on their backs and very sick. And so the interpretation, when the flu of 1918 hit the United States, one of the first places that it became deadly was on military bases, including Fort Riley, Kansas, which recorded some of the first deaths. I believe the Lord confirmed that the revelation given in the dream will be appropriate for this current H1N1 flu. And of course, if you have studied anything about the flu of 1918, you know that it was a very virulent flu. It was a respiratory flu. And as I said before, as the Lord showed me in a dream, praying over military men in their barracks, and they were in their uniforms, and they were all laid out, and they were very sick. And that's the way the flu of 1918 hit here in the United States. The first cases of deaths were at Fort Riley, Kansas, and I believe a fort up in Massachusetts, but it was soldiers that had somehow been exposed or come back from World War I and have been in Europe, and we're now here in the United States. And of course, we know the flu was very severe in Spain. Hundreds of thousands of people lost their lives in Spain as well as here in the United States. And so the God was just showing me in that dream, as I was praying over those soldiers, that this flu was related to that flu of 1918. And so it is a virulent flu. I don't believe it's done yet. I don't believe it's expired yet. I don't believe it's spent. I believe it's going to continue to mutate into a more serious flu, a more potent virulent flu. And so as we think about how to protect ourselves, we may understand that God has several modes of protection here. If you feel the need to give medicine for the flu, I believe that the Lord is saying white willow bark, the original source of aspirin, would be an effective remedy for this flu. And I understand that some websites give advice such as white willow bark should never be given to children. However, part three of the first dream makes it apparent that the remedy was for children also, as they were lined up for it. White willow bark and synthetic aspirin are not the same thing. White willow bark extract was given in former times as a remedy for fevers, flu, internal bleeding, and symptoms similar to the current flu. And of course, aspirin is a synthetic product, and it's only mimicking one compound, or maybe a few compounds, but it's not a complex product, or it's not a complex series of compounds such as natural herbs would be. And at any rate, pray about the use of this for yourself, for your children. Pray about it before you use it. And again, this is not intended to be medical advice. Well, in Psalm 91, for those who don't feel that it is necessary, or they don't feel led to take any kind of medicine or any kind of remedy, and they just want to trust in the Lord, I say to you, praise the Lord for your faith. Praise the Lord for your steadfastness. And if you would, turn with me to Psalm 91. And we're going to look at a passage of Scripture here that will give you great confidence. It will give you great faith that God's will is that you stand by Him, that you stand strong and trust that He will take care of you and trust that He will shelter you. And as you do that, as you pray for His protection, as you pray for His angels to protect you, God is faithful to do that which you ask. He is faithful to carry out for you that which you ask. And so I think a good scripture here to keep in mind in light of this flu is that Psalm 91 should be posted on your refrigerator, should be posted on your bulletin board, maybe on your desk at your place of work, because it speaks directly to deadly pestilence and those types of things where Satan comes in and he tries to get that spirit of infirmity dug into us and make us doubt that the Lord can protect us and make us doubt our protection. And so I just ask you, brother and sister, to trust in the Lord here. Pray Psalm 91 over your children. Pray it over your loved ones. Pray it over your family. Pray it over yourself. And just trust in the Lord. And He is the greatest remedy that we have. He is the greatest healer that we have. Jesus took the stripes for our healing. And so when your faith gets stretched and your faith becomes strong enough to the point where you can trust in God, then He will say, I will take care of you according to your faith. Be it done to you according to your faith. And we know Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it is impossible to please God. For those that come to God must know that He is, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And so as we trust in God, we understand that God knows our needs. He knows our every want. He knows the details of our life. And I'm not saying never go to a doctor. That's not the point of this message. I'm not saying never take medicine. But I'm just saying that we need to exercise our faith and trust in God. And to the extent that you can, to the extent that you can stretch your faith, trust in God to take care of you as much as you can for not only your health, but your finances and every other aspect of your life. Well, Psalm 91:1 says, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For it is He who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, or of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For He will give His angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Because He has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him and let him behold my salvation. Well, brothers and sisters, it says here that if you dwell in the shelter of the Most High, He will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And it says in verse 3 that He will deliver us from the deadly pestilence. Verse 6 says the pestilence stalks in darkness, that He will deliver us from that. And verse 9 says that we have made the Most High our dwelling place. No evil will befall us, nor will any plague come near our tent. And I just pray that over you today. And as you meditate on this scripture, just take God's word seriously. Take God's word for what He is trying to say to us, and believe that God is faithful and true to His promise. And when He says that no pestilence, no deadly plague will come near our tent, take God at his word that no plague will come near your tent. And I just ask you to stretch your faith, and to take God at his word. And just as this psalm says, it makes a declaration. And I think in light of what's coming, the plague and the famine within and the sword without, I think in the light of what's coming, we need to make a declaration that the Lord is our refuge, that we are going to dwell in his shelter, that we are going to be under his wings, that we may watch others fall. And there will be many fall in the events that are coming. Brothers and sisters, there's going to be events coming, and we will be astonished and astounded at what we see going on here in America. We will shake our heads and say, this cannot be happening here in America. I can't believe that this is happening here in this great country. And yet we're going to see many fall. We're going to see 1,000 fall at our hand and 10,000 at our side. And we're going to see things that we just have never seen here in America. And God is saying to his children, get under my wings. God is saying to his children, get under my shelter. He's saying, I have my angels charged. I have given them a charge to watch over you. I have given them instructions concerning you, concerning your safety, concerning your welfare. And if we take God at his word and stretch our faith, and there may be times when you may not be able to get medicine, even if you want to, or you may not be able to afford it, or there may not be any available. And so it is important that we understand that there's going to be times when we just have to stretch our faith and trust in the Lord and trust in his word and believe that when he says that he has his angels guarding us, that he truly and really does. Well, brothers and sisters, I pray that the flu does not come near your tent. Just start praying this Psalm 91 over your family, over yourself, over your workplace. And as you do that, God will be faithful to guard you. He'll be faithful to cover you, and he will watch over you in every circumstance and in every situation. Well, thanks for listening today. God bless you, and we'll talk to you again.